Backseat Quickies, Episode 20, Batman Year One. Wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 chicka wow, wow, chicka wow, 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 wow. Hey, I'm Scott.
And this is Sam.
And we watched Batman Year One, the latest in DC's direct-to-video animation. And what do you think of the story? How'd it go?
It seemed pretty faithful to the Frank Miller comic of the same name for the most part. It was beautifully animated. You know, I mean, considering Korean animation can always be a little bit hit or miss, this one was quite nice to look at. I mean, the story follows Commissioner Gordon before he became commissioner. So he just moved to Gotham as a lieutenant. He's slowly trying to get used to the idea of living in Gotham, especially after he had supposedly committed his own crime in a previous precinct. Anyways, he moves to Gotham. He's terrified about the idea of bringing a child into the world of Gotham. So he's trying to get used to, you know, a new job, new area. And he's got a new partner. New partner's kind of a dickweed who, well, deals with drugs, punches random people in the face. He's got no morals. And at the time, Lieutenant Gordon, he's trying to figure out, does morality still exist in a place like Gotham? So the story's really solid for the most part. As for Batman, Bruce Wayne had just gotten back from, 12 years away. And what's kind of interesting about that is he lies and tells a bunch of people, yeah, I was in Switzerland for months, like, it's all good. But in actuality, he's been trying to cope with his parents' death, and he's been trying to figure out a way to avenge them. So you get to see kind of his humble beginnings. And I say humble because he's not really out in the open when he gets back. He's very much trying to hide the fact that he's plotting something. So you get to see Batman in his rough and tumble stage where it's a lot more, well, scratches and bruises and lots of gunfire.
This is really faithful to Frank Miller's graphic novel. Probably too faithful, because in addition to having these two parallel plots about Jim Gordon and Bruce Wayne, you know, sort of rising within the city, you also have an origin story for Selina Kyle that rarely intersects with the main plot, doesn't really get resolved, and is probably the biggest flaw of the original comic. And these adaptations have done a really good job so far of, you know, cutting the fat or tweaking them so that they work better, and they don't do that here. It's still just this dangling thread that doesn't quite go anywhere.
Well, part of the problem is, in terms of it being too faithful, it's adapted word for word.
Yeah,
nothing's like, actually changed.
Like, down to all the little bits of narration, because, you know, Frank Miller loves that.
It was kind of bizarre, actually, to see the Selina Kyle part. I figured that was something they were actually going to cut, because it truthfully didn't flow very well in the original comic. It definitely didn't flow well here. And to be honest, I mean, Selina Kyle, while it's great to see her origin story, I'm sure there was a better way of placing it, or a better way of just not keeping it there and doing something else with it.
Okay, acting-wise, we have Bryan Cranston, Mr. Walter from Breaking Bad, as Jim Gordon, just doing awesome with it. Between his performance and the story itself, this feels like much more of a Jim Gordon story than a Batman story. Elijah Dushku as Catwoman. Much as I bag on the character being there, she did a solid job. You've got Starbuck playing Detective Essen, who Jim has a little fling with. That was solid. Like, all the voice acting's great, except for one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Batman. Mr. O.C., you're the worst Batman ever.
Yeah, poor... You're saying Mr. O.C., but you're not specifying which one, which is Ben McKenzie. And Ben McKenzie, to be honest, he's already a bit of a flat actor. I mean, handsome guy to look at. Flat as all hell. And you know what? He really made the Bruce Wayne portions of the story very painful to watch. Every time Bruce opened his mouth, I cringed. It was just awful to listen to. Even when he tried to monologue, he sucked kind of the emotion out of what the monologues are supposed to provide in Frank Miller's story. Yeah. They're supposed to be emotional. They're supposed to be Bruce trying to come to terms with something, and instead what we get is this flat-acted, not even passionate delivery, and it's just very painful. And then to add on top of that, his actual grumbly Batman voice is just not grumbly enough, and pretty much almost like a hissing noise. It's just awful to listen to. So yeah, he's up there. He's probably one of the worst Batmans.
Yep. Worst Batman.
Yeah.
Like, worse than George Clooney. Worse.
Yeah.
In terms of animation quality, there's a couple instances of stiff action, a little runny eggs action in one fight scene, but otherwise very solid. But visually, this is just astounding. Like, the characters look great, but Gotham looks freaking perfect.
Well, it's not even just that. Again, it looks like they looked at the graphic novel and tried to replicate it perfectly.
Yeah.
It has like the same, almost the same art style.
Like, it's like all those little tick marks and hashes on people's faces, they're all there.
Just even the way that a lot of the characters look in terms of like their facial expressions. One of my favorite scenes that was in terms of animation was the scene where, unfortunately, poor Lieutenant Gordon gets the crap beaten out of him in a public parking lot. And then, when they move to the next half of the scene, where he goes to get his revenge on said person who did it. Just the blood on Gordon's face, the way that the scars were kind of hashed, is beautiful looking. As much as, you know, I cringe at poor Commissioner... Yeah, I keep wanting to call him Commissioner. Lieutenant Gordon, you know, is bleeding. I'm feeling bad for him. It's just like, it looks so pretty.
Soundtrack?
Non-existent.
Yeah, it's minimal. It's, and there's a few points where it's trying very hard to be big and grand, like, and it's just not working. And it's a shame, because there are a couple of points where he's definitely trying to invoke the full choral Batman theme from Mask of the Phantasm, when, you know, technically it's well within Warner Brothers' rights to just take the full choral theme from Mask of the Phantasm and run it. Like, nothing sounds particularly familiar, and it's just a shame, because there's so many good, there's so much good music surrounding Batman, particularly in animation, that they could have gone to. They could have done new arrangements for, and this was just disappointing.
Well, I think in terms of sound, with it being virtually non-existent, I think that was, again, kind of on purpose in points. I mean, for the most part, this is more of a visual sort of impact as opposed to having that extra little bit of sound, which I think it could have used. At the same time, I mean, there's not much you really could have added. I think it was trying to be very subtle with a lot of what it was doing, and I think having extra music would have just killed the subtlety.
Yeah, but there's a few points where they're trying to be bombastic.
Oh, I know.
It doesn't work.
Well, the fight scenes were a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
To be honest, this is not one I'm going to recommend to our lovely listeners. As much as I enjoy the Year One comic, and as much as I enjoy the artwork and how it looks, for the most part, because it's almost too faithful, it comes across very stale and flat at times. And that alone was kind of a turnoff. To be honest, Ben McKenzie really does destroy this movie. Batman scenes were just absolutely painful to watch, and that should not be the case. Yes, this is Gordon's story, but because Batman is such...
It's supposed to be both their story, but...
But it clearly was Gordon's story.
Because Ben is so flat, it feels like Gordon's
story. It's really Gordon's story, and to be honest, that shouldn't be the case. And I can't recommend it for a lot of Batman fans. It's just not worth the money. Go read the comic book. You get the same experience.
Yeah. So a score from you?
2.
I'm going to be a bit more generous just because it is really fun to look at. It's good to watch. And give it a 3.
Ooh, we actually disagree with the whole point. Until next time.
Bye.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spoopyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.